5-64.880 may be amended from time to time by the County Commission by order after the order establishing the same has gone into effect, but no amendments shall be made by the County Commission except after recommendation of the County Planning Commission after hearings therein by the Planning Commission. Whereas the Taney County Planning and Zoning Staff, Planning Commission, and County Commission have sought to revise the zoning regulations and zoning districts in Taney County, Missouri. Whereas the Planning and Zoning Planning Commission made a preliminary report with a proposed zoning order in the form of zoning regulations, Taney County, Missouri, and zoning map showing the boundaries of the proposed districts in order to hold public hearings and to afford interested persons an opportunity to be heard. Whereas public notice of the hearings was given by providing at least 15 days notice of the time and place of each hearing, which were published in at least one newspaper of general circulation within the county, and by posting in one or more public areas of the courthouse of the county, and by identifying the place where copies of the proposed report and proposed zoning order would be accessible for examination by interested parties. Whereas by public hearings were held in each township affected by the terms of the proposed pursuant to 64.860 Resmo as follows, which were adjourned from time to time. Cedar Creek Township, February 26, 2021. Branson Township, March 4, 2021. Scott Township, March 11, 2021. Jasper Township, March 15, 2021. Beaver Township, March 18, 2021. Swan Township, March 22, 2021. Big Creek Township, March 25th, 2021, and Oliver Township, March 29th, 2021. Whereas the Planning Commission makes this report and submission of a proposed zoning order and zoning map to the County Commission of Taney County, Missouri within the 90 days after the final adjournment of the public hearings. Now, therefore, be it resolved and ordered by the Planning Commission of Taney County, Missouri, as follows. Number one, findings. The Planning Commission adopts and confirms the whereas clauses set forth above as the findings of the Commission and confirms that the recital statements and facts set forth above are true and accurate. Number two, recommendations, report, and proposed order. As a result of the public hearings and the input provided by interested persons, the Commission submits the following recommendations, report, and proposed orders to the County Commission of Taney County. A, adopt the zoning regulations, Taney County, Missouri, zoning regulations in the form attached hereto and incorporated herein by reference as Exhibit A. B, adopt the zoning map of Taney County, Missouri, consisting of 287 zoning maps, each identified by map series grid, which are incorporated herein by reference as though fully set forth herein, collectively the zoning maps or zoning maps. The official copy of the zoning maps are accompanied by this resolution and shall be maintained in the offices of the Taney County Planning and Zoning Department as well as an identical electronic copy of the zoning maps. A list of the zoning maps identified by map series grid number is attached hereto and incorporated herein by reference as Exhibit B. C. Rescind the Taney County Development Guidance Code, which is attached hereto as Exhibit C. D, adopt the stormwater and erosion control regulations of Taney County, Missouri, in form attached hereto and incorporated herein by reference as Exhibit D, which were formerly substantially in the form of Appendix H to the Taney County Development Guidance Code. E, rescind the order enacting a temporary moratorium on Division 3 and special use permits for nightly rentals to allow for amendments to the Development Guidance Code dated November 23, 2020, in the form attached hereto and incorporated herein by reference as Exhibit E. F, adopt the revised application fee schedule in the form attached hereto and incorporated herein by reference as Exhibit F. Number 3, authority. Howard Kitchen, Chairman, is hereby authorized and directed to execute and deliver such other documents and information as may be necessary to carry out and comply with the intent of this resolution. Number 4, effective date. This resolution shall be in full force and effect from and after the date of its passage and approval by the Planning Commission. Resolved and adopted by the Planning Commission of Taney County, Missouri, this 12th day of April, 2021. A lot of reading.
Exceptional.
Nope.
Under the circumstances.
So did anyone sign up to speak in reference to this? That has anything specific? So we did have two, three, possibly three. We've gone through a process here for quite a while, and we had township meetings where there could be input given for specific townships, and this is really sort of the final act. And Travis, I don't know if I'm speaking properly to that. So, but being that you've showed up and signed up, I think we're open to hear any feedback before a final vote is given. So if you'd like to come up and speak. Harry.
I just want to say thank you. I've worked for this for 25 years to try to get Taney County to adopt a ordinary system of planning and zoning, and I think it's what you've done to finally work through this is a great service to the people of Taney County, so thank you.
All right. Thank you. You want to come up?
Sure. I know you've had a long day. I'm Mike Dortch. I don't know if you remember us. We were here about a year ago with my son behind me, owns the Hummingbird Inn, and we came in to put in with a request to do about 15 condominium units in addition to that. I just wanted to take just a minute and just kind of clarify a few things. We've been through quite a process. You guys denied the application. We went to the Board of Adjustments. It was then overturned, and then we went to the County Commission, and they reinstated the disapproval to get back away. And basically the reason for that was that it was not compatible, that the nightly rentals were not compatible. And I think that was a lot of the same feelings that you guys had when we met with you, with the residential and the other things out there. But since that meeting with the County Commission, because we were always operating under the assumption that there was no underlying permit for the existing bed and breakfast, since that final hearing with the commission, the county found a Division III permit that was issued over 20 years ago to the bed and breakfast, which means, and it's not just for the bed and breakfast, it's for an in-home construction office, a maintenance or repair of construction equipment. It's a commercial Div III permit for the nightly rentals. In fact, the inn has been paying taxes as a commercial entity of motel for at least 15 years that we know about. And I know we heard a lot of testimony that was contrary to that, that this was somehow put together in the dark of night, but it wasn't at all. This is a Division III permit that goes with the land. And so basically with what the county has found now, that this represents an incompatible use with the existing neighborhood, we find ourselves in a little bit of a, we put in a request basically to have the lots that are immediately adjoining. If you remember, I don't know if you remember much about the application, but there's kind of a little island that has the bed and breakfast and then all these lots that we've purchased around it. And then across the gullies on either side, there's some residential lots. And so I guess our feelings were is that if this, and I know we spoke with some of you about it, but for some reason we didn't make it through staff, but if residential lots that are clear across the gully that can't even see it are conflicted by this or not compatible, how much more incompatible are those ones that are right there on the same street and adjoining it and are right on this little island or right next door? And so if it's an incompatible use, our request here tonight is that we create what we think your code requires is a buffer. It's something that transitions us from that high density use, nightly rental use, which is the bed and breakfast, into single family, and that was the nature of our request, to make it single family nightly rentals. So those six lots that we own could simply be rented or not, but they would still just be the same single family homes. And we think that makes a much more reasonable solution. It provides the buffer that we think the current ordinance requires, and it creates a much better situation than what would otherwise exist. And with that, I'm through. Is there any absence of questions?
Any comments or questions?
That's what I noticed with Scott. That was one of the changes that I saw that I was grateful for, was that the R1 can now be conditional use on that. And so I think that's a good change. The one suggestion that I would make is my lot, in absence of the map, there's a 3.2-acre parcel that was created along with all of the other residential zoning. For some reason, it didn't get an R1 zoning on it. It just got a A1. And I don't know why that is. So my lot would be excluded, even though it was part of the same subdivision and created at the same time, and probably just because it's bigger, but I'm not farming. It's just a standard residential lot. So I would request that at the very least, that that change be made.
Well, I think as far as the process, we're here to approve what's been presented. So any changes would have to come back through the Planning Commission as a special use, or would it go straight to the, if this is adopted tonight, that he would have to go to the Planning Commission to ask for a zoning change?
My understanding is that this package that we're presenting tonight is the package that we're presenting to the County Commission. Now, what their decision is, they're the final decider, so they have to look at that package and whether they approve it as a package or not. We haven't presented it to them as this package yet. But tonight, we're presenting this to you guys as this package. That's from this meeting, this conversation.
So to help guide him, though, on next steps
this is adopted, then it's open. You can ask for a rezoning request. You can ask for a conditional use permit. As long as your property matches the criteria to get the conditional use.
And the R1 does now mm-hmm. allow conditional use.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Does that make sense?
It does. I understand it. Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Susan Unger. Y'all may look familiar to some of you. I've been here on numerous, four different, cases of nightly rental and within like a quarter mile of our house, which is, on Oakwood in the Oakmont subdivision. I was really disappointed. I was thrilled about the zoning, but I was very disappointed to hear between March the 29th and today, the change to take the half acre requirement for R1 in order to be a conditional use. It was originally what we were presented with. It was prohibited unless you had over a half acre. I don't understand why that came out, but we're now in a worse situation with nightly rental for in R1s because of several things. One, we're right back.